Welcome back to another episode of the Thoughts on a Thursday podcast. I am Casey Coleman. Thoughts on a Thursday is a sub-series of the Suits in the Stadium podcast where we sit down with current graduate-level sport management students to just talk about their journey, talk about the things that they've learned, talk about the things that they've experienced, advice, insight that they may be able to pass on to those who may be considering grad programs, maybe just getting accepted or just starting a grad program, in really hopes of helping them overcome and maybe not have to experience some of the things that we have. Really excited for this six-pack of episodes, bringing in some new guests and some new students. The one carryover from last time will be Jen Hernandez, currently at Long Beach State, and then also have Alyssa Bravo, who is currently at University of San Francisco, and then Gregory Hall and Didier Chalfoun, who are also currently at Long Beach State. So super excited for this six-pack of episodes. I hope you're looking forward to it. Without further ado, let's get into the episode.
Everybody, welcome back to Thoughts on a Thursday. I am your host, Jen Hernandez. For those of you watching, you can see we have new faces joining us this week. And if you're listening in, you'll be hearing them in a few minutes. Just so you know, like I said, I am Jen Hernandez, currently at the Cal State Long Beach program in sports business management. And I'm going to go ahead and let the new faces introduce themselves as well. Let us know where you're currently in school, as well as where you did your undergrad.
Hi, everybody. My name is Alyssa. I am from the University of San Francisco Sport Management Program, and I actually did my undergrad at Cal State Long Beach.
All right. My name is Gregory Hall. I currently go to Cal State Long Beach right now for the Sports Management Program, and I got my undergrad in kinesiology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Nice. What's up, y'all? My name is Didier, and I'm currently at Long Beach State in Sports Management Master's Degree. And I got my undergrad at CSUN in cinema and television.
Cool. So yeah, a few of us are in the Cal State Long Beach program together. And as Alyssa mentioned, she is at USF. I am super excited about this week's episode because it is a topic that I feel super passionate about. Motivation. We're going to be talking about motivation and hopefully insights. Some of you guys listening can maybe be motivated or, you know, just hopefully get some good tidbits out of this. So we're going to go ahead and start it off. Our first question is going to be, tell us a little bit about what was your motivation to get into grad school and the sports management program?
I'll start off. My motivation for joining my grad program was because I oversaw the Sports as a Hook initiative at the nonprofit that I currently work for, After School All-Stars Los Angeles, and being able to see and kind of just bridge education and sports together and seeing how impactful sports can be to youth development really kind of sparked my curiosity in terms of like how far I can take working with sports to the next level, especially in the nonprofit field with education. And so looking around, I kind of felt like the University of San Francisco was probably the better option for me. So just kind of bridging my passion for not only sports, but education as well and youth development kind of came to filtration with the USF program.
I love that. Go ahead, Craig.
Okay. So for me, my motivation for grad school was I always wanted a higher level of education for myself. I always see myself as being successful. And whatever I put my mind to, grad school didn't really come into the equation, kind of like in my undergrad. And, you know, I wanted to set myself apart and, you know, give myself the tools I needed to be successful. I felt like being more well-rounded and versatile was something that I needed to do to even get into the program. But at the same time, I just decided sports management, the directions that it would take me would be good. And at the same time, that's ultimately what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a part of an organization, and no matter what role that was. So just learn as much as I could was the best way I set myself up. And me being originally from California was also another reason. I have family here. I'm originally from Fontana, California. And I know that there's an abundance of college teams and professional teams. So that also was a big influence.
The Mecca.
Yeah, exactly. So just having that in mind, that's kind of what I was looking for in a program. And I pretty much decided on that. And here I am.
Love that. Yeah. For me, I didn't really know I wanted to get into grad school for a while. But, you know, my motivation, I think, was being a first generation in my family, like to pursue grad school. My sister fell into that category as well. But like really just, you know, it's not super common in a Mexican American family where you see like, you know, mothers and other family members like pursuing grad school. And then also, I just really wanted to just be that higher up. Like I just always saw myself, you know, either leading somewhere or something like that. And so it was just really what pushed me to be like, okay, I feel that getting grad school and like having that higher education would really kind of just like Greg said, push me to that next level and make me stand out. So that was, I think I think being that first generation was definitely my main source of motivation. What about for you, Didi? What was your motivation to get into grad school?
Man, before grad school, I was a banker at Chase, right? And I was really unhappy with my life. It was a routine, day-to-day basis type of thing. And I wanted to do something that I was passionate and something that I was excited about. So I stumbled upon Long Beach State sports management program. And I was like, sports sounds fun. So I just went on a limb, emailed Dr. Han at the time, and got accepted. And then the rest is history. We're here now.
Love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we all kind of found a way, you know, to like Alyssa's, I think, journey was very different. Obviously, Didi, you know, you were like already in a space and decided to completely change that. Greg, absolutely. You just wanted to really set yourself apart. So I think all those things are like really good motivational aspects for people to like, you know, hopefully inspire them. What would you guys say or who has kept you motivated throughout? Alyssa, I know you're newer in your USF program, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
With like 4 months in, I think.
Okay. And then just a little background, Didi, Greg, and I are all in the same cohort at Cal State Long Beach, and we are set to graduate here in December.
Let's go.
Super exciting. but yeah, so what or who would you guys say has kept you motivated?
For me, I would just say first and foremost, just giving thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, he allows me to make the right decisions and putting me in the best situations to succeed. I feel like there's a lot of things in life like we can't control, but and for me, and I would say he guides me through that. I'm also thankful for my family, my two older sisters, my mom. They're always there for me. Anything I need, they always anybody I can count on. And yes, I am the youngest, but they keep me level-headed at the same time. They're my biggest supporters. And I just want to take care of them. My mom grew up, you know, a single mom, and she took care of all three of us. So I just want to be able to give back to her and, you know, take that weight off their shoulders so they don't have to carry that burden or worry about me and I could just worry about them. So those are my key motivators, I guess, that keep me going.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm kind of like Greg, where I would say like my family are my motivators as well. You know, me and my mom are originally from Beirut, Lebanon. We moved here in 2006, so she completely abandoned everything in our home country to move here. So I always think about that and keeping on type of deal. So anytime motivation is getting low, I just got to think that the end game is in sight and it's all going to pay off at the end of it.
For sure.
I mean, I think I can kind of just repeat the same thing you guys did in terms of like family being the biggest support. I mean, I have my mom, my sister, and my dad. So they're kind of really all there just lending a hand and supporting me with this journey, as sometimes inconsistent and consistent as it can be. But at the same time, I also find motivations from the little ones that I work with. You know, I work with ages, I've worked with kids for like the last 6 years. And so meeting all of the new students of the new faces every year, really does kind of motivate me, because it's like I'm teaching the new generation to come, and I'm, you know, gonna set the groundwork for them to have a foundation to, you know, develop, whether that be through sports, arts, STEM, whatever, you know, piques their interest, I can somehow lend a hand in that. So definitely the support is from my mom and sister and dad and family, but at the same time, it's also from the students that I service every day. So a little bit of a little bit of support from both ends of the spectrum for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think family plays a super key role in like keeping motivated. For me, my family, I mean like some cousins that, you know, I try to always motivate by example. And then obviously like my mom, my sister, but also I tend to reflect a lot on like leaders that I've supported for motivation, just because, you know, I used to be an executive assistant. So working with leaders in those like C-suite, CEO, COO type roles and seeing them, I kind of always use that as motivation when I was working there, as well as now that I'm going through grad school, just because I either want to see myself like being like them or like taking things that I learned from them and, you know, learning how to better ways to lead. And then with that, also things that help motivate me are like watching videos and stuff on leadership and, you know, different educational videos, just because I do see myself like in a leadership type role, hopefully coming out of grad school eventually. And so I think just really embracing that mentality and watching those things helps keep me motivated throughout. It's really hard. I don't know about you, Greg and Didi, but getting to this end, staying motivated has been difficult. What about you guys?
It's been rough. And honestly, knowing that we're all in this together is kind of nice, you know, that we're all kind of like, we're at the end of it. We're almost there pushing each other. You know, I feel like that kind of gives me motivation as well to kind of add on to the question.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like it has its ups and downs, but as long as you like surround yourself with that right group of people, like kind of how we have, and, you know, we kind of in a sense hold each other accountable, even if we don't feel like it. But that kind of helps too. And, you know, I guess paying out of pocket for some things too, for me, for this semester, that also is a motivation as well.
Absolutely.
So
it hurts more when it's your money.
Definitely. You have to take care of it. So.
Yeah. Alyssa, do you feel like you've gotten like support and stuff from your cohort?
Oh, absolutely. My cohort is probably one of the best group of people that I've ever met. I mean, we're all very supportive of each other. I'm not sure if you guys have it. I'm pretty sure you guys do. But you guys have like a cohort group chat. And so we're always sharing successes with one another. And,
you know,
I think what's funny is that not only are successes shared within that group chat, but opportunities as well, you know. We have an opening at one, you know, area of the spectrum. Hey, look, the first people that I'm going to notify are my cohort. Hey, submit your resumes. I mean, a few weeks ago, one of my very close cohort mates, she was like, hey, you know, we have positions open here. You know, feel free to email me your resume, you know, and I'll pass it along. So I think just, you know, having a community like that within your cohort is really, really great, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up working with some of these people, and, you know, some of these people are going to end up hiring you. So, you know, just keeping your options open and just networking with your cohort and just building friendships too. I think that that goes a long way, especially when you're in a program for a year and a half to 2 years. You know, you kind of got to get comfortable with the people that you're with. And my cohort and my cohort mates have done a really good job at doing that.
We're the future of the sports industry. Like, we're each other's biggest connections at the end of the day. Like, you know, when Jen is a high position one day and I need a job, you know, I'll be like, hey, let me shoot you my resume real quick, you know? So I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's easy to look externally. And obviously, you know, there are others that are in those roles. But I like how you guys said, we're going to be like the closest ones to each other. So it's good to have that support within too.
Absolutely.
And then just kind of like a roundup question. What would you guys say you're striving for after grad school? Like, what are your goals that your motivation has brought you to?
I would say on my end is I want to be a director of some sort of department in a professional organization. It doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter the NBA, MLB, NFL, the UFC. I just want to be a director, whether it's in sales, ticket operations, et cetera. I want to be in the front office making, you know, executive decisions that impact the team for future seasons and, you know, events to come. So I feel like that motivates me and that's where I want to end up. Hopefully sooner rather than later, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see myself in different areas of the sports industry. I really find myself connected to the community relations department. So definitely being a director or a senior manager for an education program that one of the teams may have, maybe even, you know, overseeing or creating a new education department. Since I know a lot of teams are bridging into that type of sector, as well as maybe being a senior manager or a director for the player and family relations department. I mean, I know we briefly spoke about it, but I have a lot of education and family and consumer science insights. So as per my undergrad, and now I want to just be able to mesh the two educations together and apply it to some service or hospitality aspect of it too.
Really quick, Alyssa, I think that's so good because I feel like what you're striving for is kind of niche, you know, mm-hmm. like not a lot of people have what you have that and can combine it. So that's super cool.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I would say for me, what I'm striving for after school, definitely want to develop my role within the Las Vegas Raiders. Right now I'm an ambassador and I do community relations similar to you, what you do, Alyssa. So definitely, you know, growing within that is a big thing for me. And past that, you know, down the road, one kind of job that kind of crossed my mind was a director of brand experience. So I got to market at UNLV as an intern, and I got to meet some incredible people and see them in this particular role. One of them right now, his name's Tim Connor and Allison Kelly. So Tim, he works currently at the University of Kansas. University of Central Florida. Allison works at University of Kansas, and she's a community relations and community engagement. And I just kind of like the side of entertainment, you know, and interacting with fans and being a part of that and, you know, sharing that experience together. So I thought that was something that would be cool. And, you know, seeing other people do it that I kind of looked up to kind of helped me towards that decision. But yeah, those would be my two little goals right there for me after post-grad here.
I love that. I think for me, I can pretty much sum it up by saying just like being a leader. I think it doesn't matter what your role is, you can be a leader in, but I mean, I definitely see my, like, kind of like Judy said, I want to see myself being that like point person, you know, like I need something or what do I need to do this? Go ask Jen. Like, I want to be that person that people need to ask questions to. And, you know, we can, like, delegate tasks to. It's just something that, like, I've always seen for myself. But I think overall, just becoming a good leader is what I'm really striving for. And like I said, I think you don't have to be in a higher position to be that. And I've kind of learned that just going through internships and stuff, you know, really just embracing that for whoever I may be working with or like in school with, things like that, and really just pushing for that. So hopefully that'll bring me to the place I'm supposed to be, and then go from there.
I like it.
Definitely, there's always opportunity to definitely demonstrate your leadership skills and managerial skills wherever we go. I mean, I think you guys have experienced it more than I have, but for opportunities to just get thrown at you and see if you can run with it or not, I mean, that just in itself is the opportunity to kind of show what you have as a leader, as a manager, as, you know, just somebody who's networked and picked up a bunch of transferable skills. So definitely a leader within everybody.
For sure. So kind of we wrap things up. We kind of talked about it a little bit, but how would you guys motivate somebody in like spaces where if you are in grad school, it's getting difficult, you know, for us, like we said, Greg and Didi, we're kind of towards the end. What kind of tips and motivation would you give to someone, either just struggling or like what motivational tips would you give to yourself? Like how do you talk yourself through, you know, these last months or you, Alyssa, being new, like staying motivated?
You guys want to take that one first?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I would say just, you know, it sounds cliche and it's the first book we read in the sports management program, but just always remember your why, you know, start with why, Simon Sinek. Just always remember why you're originally doing that. And I feel like as long as you keep working towards that goal, little steps at a time, you'll get to it. You might be upset. You might be tired. You know, take a rest, but just get back to it and you'll eventually get there. I feel like that's kept me going. You know, I don't want to end up where I was prior. I want to keep moving forward. So just always remember why you initially started. And I feel like that should keep motivation going.
Really quick, I think for me, it's just really like pushing and how can I say it? I lost my words.
Find them, Jen.
I know. Like how I motivate myself is just like, even if you have bad days, you know, just keep on pushing on. I mean, it sounds so cliche and like
bad days are corny, but
I know they're going to happen. And, you know, if you have to cry, cry. Like if you have to be upset, be upset. I mean, but for me, I just think, yeah, just keep pushing on. And find motivation, kind of like how we said, either within your family or yourself.
Okay, I would say kind of like to stay motivated. Like for me, if I've ever feel like that, like I said, family, like I can always call my mom, you know, get some insight or get some guidance. If not, I always try to have balance in my life because a lot of things are, you know, a lot of things are going on. We're doing the master's in organization. So, you know, rewarding ourselves, you know, for certain things I feel like is key. So like I'll reward myself by, you know, going out to eat somewhere that I like to eat at just because I accomplished something good, or me taking care of something else. Cause sometimes we get so caught up in the work that we forget to like take care of ourselves. You know, it's always just work, work, work. So just having that balance that helps me stay focused, I guess, and on track. So I guess I wouldn't like, it kind of motivates you, but you guys kind of get what I'm saying. But that's what I would say.
That's big. I need to take myself to eat sometime soon.
You gotta treat yourself for your hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I mean, to Gregory's point, definitely some self-care, however way, shape, or form that looks to you, definitely indulge in that, because I feel like that's literally part of the balance, work-life balance. So definitely doing that. Leaning into others too. I know I just started my program, but sometimes I feel like I'm stuck on something or I'm in a rut for whatever reason, right? Like I just started and I'm like, dude, I'm not making any progress here. So definitely leaning on my cohort mates and, you know, my friends and my personal life as well. But another thing that I find really motivational to just myself as I'm starting this program is definitely leaning into those lows. So you may feel that you understand something in class and you can wrap your head around it. And then now when you're trying to apply it to an in-person or in-life situation, it doesn't go as planned, right? You always have to troubleshoot and figure out your way to get through that problem. And maybe that problem just is consistent for a few days, but definitely lean into those and take away some sort of lesson, because that's going to come back later and that's definitely going to test you again. So the knowledge that you have prior to that situation is going to help you get through it again. And in a fast-paced, fast-moving environment industry that we're all a part of, it's always going to come. So don't be afraid to lean into the lows, however that looks like for you. Just make sure that you can figure out a way out of it and just figure out a way to get on top, because somebody once told me this, there's always going to be another rock to climb at the end of the day. So definitely be aware of what you're going through and making sure that you're taking the right steps to get through it. But also don't be afraid to kind of lean into what may seem like a low, because at the end of the day, it may be one of your best highs.
I love that. And to be honest, mm-hmm. I don't think there's no better way to wrap up this motivation episode than what Alyssa just said. So thank you guys all for joining today. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys again soon and hope everybody enjoys this episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Thoughts on the Thursday podcast. The Thoughts on a Thursday podcast is available across all listening platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Also new this season, you can see a video version of each episode on our YouTube channel. So make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, including LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, and share with others who you think may be interested in our podcast. We release new episodes of the Thoughts on a Thursday podcast every Thursday, so be sure to subscribe so you never miss a single episode. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.